There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Grab a Wolves fan four-pack, four tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn at one low price, ChicagoWolves.com. Blackhawks are back at it tonight in the first of three games left to go in this road trip. They're going to be in Minnesota against the Wild, where Corey Crawford has been very good against that team. Four starts most recent. He's won all of those. The puck will drop at 7 tonight. The Hawks, however, have lost two of the three games they've played so far on the road trip. As for Chris Versteeg, he is expected to return to the Hawks lineup early next homestand. This according to coach Joel Quenneville today. Bulls defense this season hasn't been as tight as it was in recent years, but coach Tom Thibodeau, not all that worried.
Well, I think we're 10th in defensive efficiency right now. You know, we'd like to be in the top five, but you're striving to be in the top 10 in both offensive efficiency and defensive efficiency. I believe we're 9th in offensive efficiency right now and 10th in defensive efficiency.
Bulls play in Houston tomorrow. Mike Dunleavy is going to have to miss again with that ankle injury that they're calling a bone bruise now. Dunleavy says he is hoping to be able to be back before the All-Star break. The Patriots were going to celebrate their Super Bowl championship with a parade in Boston today that had to be postponed until tomorrow because of the winter storm that just rolled through. A juror in the Aaron Hernandez murder trial has been dismissed after the judge said there was evidence that juror had formed an opinion on the case outside of the trial and also had discussed inadmissible evidence. In college basketball tonight, the Fighting Illini will take on Rutgers. We're going to have the broadcast starting at 8 o'clock here on The Score. And American Hockey League from earlier, Rochester winning over the Wolves, the final 3-2. Join The Score at Twin Peaks in Wheeling on Friday from 9 until 10 p.m. for a Coors Light Light the Lamp appearance. Come on out to shoot the puck for your chance to win a $100 gift card to Best Buy and other great prizes from Coors Light, the official beer of the NHL. 670 weather, about an inch of snow expected in the city tonight. It's coming down right now, up to 3 inches outside the city, a low of 23. Tomorrow, cloudy, a high of 25. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour of Boers and Bernstein is brought to you by Packy Webb Ford. Visit PackyWebbFord.com today.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. Doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Covering the Bears for the Chicago Sun-Times.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience on the sideline who's confirmed it. Tub, thank you.
Director of football content at ChicagoFootball.com.
We got to call this like it is. It's Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler's not a winning quarterback right now.
Hub Arkish.
I've heard this wild optimism all over town today, so I showed up to pee on everybody's parade.
Hub Arkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
At 5:04 on a snowy evening, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Boers and Bernstein. We're running out of time to talk with our governor. I was talking to Lawrence. We're going to put Hub on continue through the summer.
You always say that.
Through the combine. Says yes, no, through the combine. All of it.
Hub Arkish is on Twitter at Hub Arkish, at Shy Football, ChicagoFootball.com. And now he's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. So, how was it? The whole thing, the whole trip, all the work, and all culminating in that terrific football game.
Well, the game made it all worth it, guys. You hear from some of us in the media who it sounds like we're complaining a little bit about the tough duty of going to the Super Bowl, and obviously it's a great job, but it is. It's a lot of work. It's a long week. I was out there 9 days, made the mistake of going for the Pro Bowl, as we discussed last week.
Yeah.
And, you know, with all the extra stories and in today's digital world, you can never get enough, you know, video and content up. But at the end of the day, that was, I've written a few times, it was my 37th straight Super Bowl. It was the best as far as I'm concerned. I can't include the 12 that I missed, although, as we recall, none of those were very good football games.
Right.
I thought this was the best Super Bowl ever. I mean, to have those two plays almost back-to-back at the end and a lot of compelling storylines leading up to it, it just made everything worthwhile. It was just a great Super Bowl.
All right, you're a guy that obviously been to a few Super Bowls in your time. Does this, this is what people had speculated before the game, and they sort of did it now, when we had the result, that Tom Brady now becomes the greatest quarterback of the Super Bowl era.
Well, it's hard to argue against. There was some goofball from Frisco, and I can't remember who it was, who kept sending out these tweets that, you know, even if Brady won his fourth, he wasn't as good as Montana because he lost two. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell's the logic in that? You know, so he's not as good because he got the two more than Montana and won the same number? I don't know, you know, who else you could anoint. I mean, to me, when we get to the best, you know, there's always going to be credible arguments for several players, and so I don't know if Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time, but by anything you want to measure it by, whether it's passing statistics, whether it's durability, now championships, I don't know how you argue anybody's better.
He just did everything he had to do against a defense hub that was the most, touted defense in the NFL for a while now, the best defense in the game. I think this is the third straight year. And these are the things supposedly you couldn't do against them. And I know later on we find out some of these injuries were more serious than we knew. But even that, he wasn't throwing the ball at Richard Sherman. It wasn't like, well, Richard Sherman wasn't himself, so he couldn't do it. It wasn't that. It was just how they executed and what they executed with and the different players over the years. Hub, it's not Jerry Rice. It's not the same guys. It's just very difficult to do what he's done. And some of those throws were ungodly. You know what I mean? He is so accurate. He missed a few. But when I say a few, that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, again, he certainly is one of the three or four greatest of all time. And you know, we let the argument go at that. But, Terry, I think you make another point here, is if anybody believes that Bill Belichick isn't one of the two, three, four greatest coaches of all time, you're just being stubborn and silly. And Josh McDaniels, as much as he screwed the pooch, basically, in Denver. But a lot of guys do that in their first job, like Bill Belichick, like Pete Carroll. I mean, this kid is an outstanding offensive coordinator. And in addition to Brady, you look at a Vince Wilfork. At a Rob Gronkowski. I mean, these guys are truly special football players. And so everything about this organization and the way it's put together is the model for what other NFL teams should want to be.
What could we find out about the failure of the Seahawks to stop that unfortunate play from happening? Because the way I look at it, Hub, that you had a chain of command with multiple fail safes designed to prevent the wrong thing from being called, that you've got an offensive coordinator say, this is what I want to run. That's got to run through the headset of the head coach, whose responsibility it would be to veto it. And then by the time it gets to the field, that quarterback, even there's two chances before he actually runs it. He can either look back and say, are you sure? You call a timeout. And then when he sees the formation, he can check out of it at the line. And then when he sees that guy crashing down or anticipates it, he can throw it away. It's just, how did so many things designed in this game to prevent something like that from happening, how did it not work?
Well, it's interesting because I talked to, Carroll and Bevel and Wilson all, in the locker room, or in the interview area, actually, after the game. And they all took responsibility for it. I mean, you know, they all insisted it was, I mean, Wilson didn't say it was his call, but he insisted he liked the call and never considered getting out of it, especially when he saw the defense he had. That's why they tried it, because the Patriots had their heavy package or their goal line package in. You know, Bevel and Darrell both can take responsibility. I'm sitting there in the press box like everybody watching the game thinking, oh my God, I can't believe they just did that. But after talking to Darrell post-game, it made some sense. I mean, you know, what he said was we had four cracks. I knew on third and fourth down that I had tremendous odds, you know, with Lynch getting in. And he said we were going to run ball for the touchdown. But they thought on second down that they had the perfect play, surprise, with a quarterback they trusted for the defense that the Patriots were in. And they didn't want to take a chance on Lynch getting stuffed in the backfield. So it's not as bizarre as it seems after the interception when you think about what Darrell explained as his logic going in. And again, you're asking me, I think I would have just given it to Lynch four times, but I understand why they did it, you know, and this is kind of classic second-guessing from all of us who didn't have to make that call at that time.
What was the reaction in the press box when they did that with all the people in there?
Everybody looking at each other saying, I can't believe they just did that.
So I thought, okay.
it's got to be your instant reaction. You know, especially from the five-yard line, they barely kept Lynch out.
Right.
Now, you know, the other thing, though, that I got to believe that this is in the back of Carroll's mind somewhere, maybe Bevel's too. Lynch did not dominate that game the way he dominates most games. And, yes, he ended up with a buck, too, and I understand that. And he is the guy that makes that offense go. And I'm just, you know, I think what they thought was that they had three tries. They knew they could go back to Lynch twice. Let's just be sure and get an easy one here. And really, when you look at the line of scrimmage, go back and isolate the play before the snap. Butler does not break until the ball is snapped. It's just a great play by that kid, and he read it perfectly. But at the snap, it looks wide open. It looks like an easy six. And so the guy I probably fault the least is Wilson. I just think Butler made an incredible play on the ball.
I agree that he did. I just, for something like that, for something that important, I know there was sort of it was a fog afterwards trying to figure out what happened. And then we had that weird fight after. I know there's a lot of people weighing in today, Hub, about how, you see, that's what happens when you run the kind of loose camp and loose shop that Pete Carroll runs, when the players are always right and they can have whatever music they want and you never say no and there's no accountability. That's how they act when the going gets tough. Do you buy that?
Nah, because they're not all that way. I do think on balance, as you compare them to other teams that you've been around, and I had a whole week with them, it's a little bit of a low-rent group. I mean, you know, there's guys that I don't like on that roster, and it's not just Marshawn Lynch. You know, you get some of that. You get some of it on every team. There's probably a little bit more on that team. But I can't, you know, I mean, you got Bruce Irvin, who is one of those low-rent guys, apologizing the next day. You know, you got everybody explaining it. It's a hard moment for most of us to understand. You have just blown the Super Bowl.
Right.
And you had a couple of your more volatile guys in Irvin and Michael Bennett who just, you know, they went off and I don't excuse it. I wish it hadn't happened. But I think the fact that they reacted properly afterwards is just one of those things. And I saw Gronkowski on Kimmel last night. He was kind of kidding about it. But when you look at the replay, I mean, he took three or four shoves before he finally took a swing. So I just think it's the emotion of the moment. You wish it hadn't happened, but I wouldn't form any conclusion. I will tell you this. After spending the week with that Seattle team, I'm not sorry to see him lose because, as I say, there are a few – more of the, I'll just keep saying, low rent type on that roster than you get on most. They're not, unless you're a Seahawks fan, they're not a particularly likable bunch. But they're a great football team, and I don't think that there's anything, you know, premeditated that they're predisposed to that was a result that caused that result at the end.
Yeah, Gronk first said he didn't throw a punch because he told Kimmel, well, I didn't throw a punch, and Kimmel said, well, let's look at the tape.
Yeah, you kind of did.
Yeah, let's look at the tape here. And then he said, yeah, I threw some haymakers because that's all I could do. Well, wait a minute. Which is it, Gronk? But they seemed to want him, didn't they? It's like the Seahawks were just kind of, you know, they're on all sides of him, just kind of taunting him into doing after him a little.
I will tell you this, guys. One of the great learning experiences of this Super Bowl was there is a lot more to Gronk than just the goofball on the party bus. Mm-hmm. I came away really impressed by him.
Interesting.
The more of his teammates you talk to, the more you find out he's like the hardest working guy in the, after Brady. Nobody works like Brady. And when you listen to him, I stood there on Tuesday and Wednesday for like an extended 12, 14 minutes. That's a long time at one of these things to listen to one guy.
Yep.
And he is, he's smart. He was prepared. You know, he does like to have fun, but he understands how. And I just, I think that he's been probably not completely properly portrayed in the media for all that is really there. It's a lot more than just the guy who likes to, you know, take off his shirt and go dancing and get drunk.
Well, that'd be you.
That's right. That's the media's job, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's the way we've portrayed him, unfortunately. No, I mean, you know, he plays into it, and there is some of that to him. That's why we love him so much, but there's just a lot more than that. And, you know, I'm trying to be fair to both sides, but you come away from a week with the Patriots.
I was going
to
ask you, yeah, your opinion, your impression of the Patriots then would be more, you know, you'd like them obviously better than you like the Seahawks as a group.
It's a classy group. I mean, you know, okay. I still think that Brady's probably lying about the inflated footballs. And so, you know, I think we could spend a whole half hour on just Brady and all the stuff that's going on there. But Vince Wilfork and guys like Matt Slater and Rob Ninkovich, I mean, Chicago's got to be proud of this kid because he is as impressive a football player both on and off the field as I've been around. The whole offensive line, Vereen, you know, Brock's brother, on the defensive side, McCourty, you know, and Darrell Revis, I was very impressed by it. It's just, you just didn't, you know, you'd leave one team and go to the next team, and you just didn't come away from the Patriots with the same feeling that you came away from the Seahawks with. And that's part of the fun, because I don't think there's any question at this point. Those are the two best teams. I think they're both going to be competitive for a few years to come. But the only rooting interest I had in it, well, it was twofold. I'm sitting there in the press box. I don't care. I just want a good game. We're getting it. When Kurse caught that ball, I'm thinking,
oh, my God, yeah.
Patriots find a way to win this, because that was just bizarre luck. I mean, it's a great play, but if the ball doesn't stick perfectly off his knee and then off his elbow, and after what happened with the Packers, I didn't want to see that again. I don't think anybody deserves that. You know, and the Patriots didn't. But then the other thing about it is, had they won, you would have people all over the country, you know, comparing them to the 85 Bears, some even suggesting that they're better, and that's ludicrous. I mean, they are a great team for the moment. Okay, but when you look at that steel curtain team, and you look at that Bears team, and even now the Cowboys, the early '90s, you start counting Hall of Famers, and you look at this team, and as well prepared and as well conceived and as athletic as they are, and as well as they play, how many Hall of Famers are there on the Seattle Seahawks right now? You know, your best guess, maybe you project Sherman and Thomas, and they're not even there yet. So it's a great team for now, but I think comparing them to the '85 Bears is just silliness.
More with Hub coming up. Don't go anywhere. The Boers and Bernstein Show. You got the score.
Lawrence Holmes here. Right now, you're listening to B&B. Coming up at 6, I'll be here with more of Chicago's hottest sports talk, so don't tune out.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Johnny Football is now Johnny Rehab as Manziel checked into a facility yesterday. 6 months ago, I told you that Manziel was spiraling out of control and he needed to get help and get it now. He has. Good for him. But how culpable are you and me? Yes, you and me. We bought into Johnny Good Times. We laughed off all the drinking in college as well. College. We followed every move like women follow the Kardashians. How much are we to blame? I'd actually think a portion of it, because so many of us think more, and not enjoying the process of watching young men grow up and mature while in college. You bite off more than you can chew, and Johnny Football was on his way to becoming Johnny Child Actor Star, and we know how that works out. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
This has big Doug Buffon, and I hate going to the dentist. I mean, I'd prefer to get knocked out by Obradovich. But when I have to, the only place I'll go to is Webster Dental Care. My family and I have been going to Webster Dental Care for over 30 years. The professional care, respect, and gentle touch make going to the dentist darn easy. Never thought I'd say that. With 7 Chicagoland locations, it's easy to get to no matter where you are. So whether you're in major need or just haven't been for a while, go see my friends at Webster Dental Care on the web at webdentalchicago.com. Tell them Big Doug sent you and get $100 off on your first visit.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Radio.com/go.
Valentine's Day is next week, so you know what's going to happen. Her friends are going to ask her, so what did he get you? So you can impress your lady and her friends with this. The 100 Blooms of Love with a free glass vase for just $19.99. Impress her even more by upgrading, add gourmet chocolates, and a stuffed bear for just $9.99 more. Go to ProFlowers.com for this deal and use my code Bernstein, B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. ProFlowers, quick, easy, Valentine's Day delivery is guaranteed. And even if you have Valentine's Day plans, you got to do flowers. You know it. So when she says, oh, don't get me flowers, she means get me flowers. Some arrive today, as they always do, and they look terrific. And as they always do, they will last a week. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the top right corner and type in Bernstein, B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. That's ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone, type in Bernstein. Order today. This deal expires Friday at midnight.
About 8.9 million people in the U.S. use smokeless tobacco. Most of them know they need to quit. Enter Jake's Mint Chew. Looks and holds the same as the real thing, but it's made from all-natural USDA-certified organic mint. No tobacco, no nicotine. It simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco, but without the harmful side effects. In fact, Jake's Mint Chew is good for your digestive system and even freshens your breath. So order Jake's Mint Chew and make your wife, kids, dentist, and doctor all very happy. Purchase online by clicking on the banner or go to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
Join Northwestern basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team, as the Cats host Michigan State, Iowa, and Indiana this month. Visit.
It's time to do our taxes, which means it's time to get a refund. So if you're expecting a refund this year, head to Walmart and pick up a Walmart Money Card. With free direct deposit, you can get your refund fast. Just enter the card's number on your tax return form. If you're owed a refund, you'll get the money directly deposited onto your card. Don't wait by the mailbox. Get your money fast. Yay! Start strong. Save big at tax time. Walmart.
Purchase monthly and other fees apply. See package for details. Successful card setup is required.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
From the big use systems, I think even our coffee maker is online. I just want a fast, reliable connection in every room of the house for all of our stuff whenever we need it.
All rooms? All devices? All the time?
Yeah.
We can do that. Xfinity delivers the fastest and most reliable in-home Wi-Fi with the most coverage throughout your home.
That's great. Can I download you a coffee?
I'm good.
Okay, thanks for the internet.
Switch to the Xfinity X1 Triple Play from Comcast for $99 a month, and now lock in your rate for 2 full years. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Comcast.com today. Offer ends 3/31/15. Restrictions apply. New starter exit triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. 2-year term agreement required.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hub Ark, isn't that getting better than this?
Don't we know it at 525 on Boards and Birds? And you know, Hub, I find it interesting because talking about the two teams and what kind of people inhabit the teams. The week leading up, the first week of it, during the two-week break, was that you hate Tom Brady, and then you discover all over how much hate Bill Belichick. And then in point of fact, I don't know if other guys who cover the sport felt the same way you did. When you really sort of get to know him, maybe you still hate Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, but there's such a difference in the guys on the teams. I mean, I don't know if you hate Tom Brady or not, or others do, but as you point out, there's such a difference between the guys on these two teams.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty obvious over the course of the week. And I thought the irony, you know, early in the week was everybody focused on the Patriots and trying to call them cheaters because of the coach. And yet here's Pete Carroll, who just in September, the team got fined $300,000 and back to 2015 practices for running illegal practices this past summer. I mean, the guy personally trashed Southern Cal University.
Yes, he did.
And so I didn't get it, you know. And the makeup of the teams, it's kind of like the, you know, it was almost like the conservatives and the liberals, with the Patriots being the more staid, institutionalized idea of a winning organization, and the Seahawks being the rogues. And I think that a lot of the media opinions probably were dictated by, you know, older media versus younger media, you know, just the way politics are, I guess.
I just, you know, I don't dislike Pete Carroll, and, you know, I know he stood up after the game. I don't know if he, you know, if he okay, whatever he did, you know, I give him credit for that. And a lot of people wanted to go all the way back to the USC, as we talked before about it. And he readily answers it. He's not like he's hiding from it. You know, I have a tough time disliking him, and he sort of has that because that's what he does, Hub. You know, when you describe his team, isn't that sort of what Pete Carroll does? Wherever he goes, he doesn't care how he gets them or who they are, he gets them.
Well, yeah, and his whole thing in defending Marshawn Lynch, who's really indefensible in terms of his attitude towards the public and the media, is that we celebrate the uniqueness of each individual. And I think Carroll genuinely believes that. You know, I don't agree with it, but I think that, you know, he is sincere in it. I've heard it 2 years in a row now, and it's the way they've put that group together. I mean, this kid, Bruce Irvin, who pretty much started the rumble at the end of the game, you look at his rap sheet, and I mean, here's an interesting guy.
Right. Yet,
you know, if you can play football and you can stay out of jail, you know, we're going to find a way. I guess there's something to be said. I think the whole thing at some point gets so overrated. As long as we've been celebrating and enjoying professional sports, there have been spitballs and pine tar and cork bats and stealing signs in baseball and overcurved sticks and you know, different things in hockey it's the way the game is played. Trent Dilfer was talking. This was funny. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but they had Trent Dilfer, Ray Lewis, and Steve Young, and I forget who the host was, talking about the cheating issue and the integrity of the game. And they lead off with Ray Lewis. And Ray Lewis is talking about the integrity of the game. And I'm sitting there looking at this thing. Are they really broadcasting this? I mean, is this serious? And then it went to Young, who was a little more intelligent about it. And then Dilfer comes down and says, I don't get this. What are we all talking about? He turns to Young, and he says, what about all your years in San Francisco when you guys were stashing healthy players on injured reserve? I'm just right. Giving this blank look. And you know, Phil's point was, that's sports. He said we're all always yep. trying to get an edge. And yep. I don't know if the Patriots are actually more guilty or worse than other teams. I know that when it comes to winning, they're the best there is.
All right, let's get your take on something that a caller asked earlier. And by the way, some breaking news here. The NFL has announced that Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon has been suspended for at least 1 year. Now, this wow. comes on the heels of teammate Johnny Manziel checking himself into rehab. And the caller asked, all right, on balance here, are we treating those cases fairly? Are we looking at, do you think in general, the way that the Manziel story is being reported vis-a-vis the Josh Gordon story has been fair?
It's a great question. Did you guys read the letter?
Yeah.
It was written for him probably by his agent or somebody, but nonetheless, I found it pretty compelling.
I did too.
I mean, you know, it's a viable explanation to me. It was after the season. I didn't know that I was suspended. I'm not an alcoholic. I had a couple drinks with my teammates. And that's the failed test that they're now suspending him for a year for. And I think he's obviously a troubled young man. I think he probably has made his share of mistakes. He clearly smoked pot and probably too much of it. But I don't know enough about him to say that the way to straighten him out is to take away his livelihood, you know? And in the case of Manziel, as easy as he is to dislike, he's checking himself into rehab. He hasn't failed any tests. There's really no other way to treat him right now. And I think we right. should all applaud him for understanding what he needs. Apparently, he believes he needs to get his life in order.
Thing is, though, you know what? If he gets his life in order, it just doesn't look to me like he can play. I mean, you can't? No, right? You don't.
No. I mean, we've seen him try and throw the football. Yeah. He doesn't have an NFL arm. No. And, I mean, I never thought he should have been drafted in the first place, or at least not in the first round. Maybe the fifth or sixth round as a Wildcat-type player. But, mm-hmm. you know, we separate these things. And I don't know him personally. I know he's 22 years old, and I'd like every 22-year-old in the world to have a chance to get their life in order. And so hopefully he's doing the right things for himself and his family. As far as quarterback, forget it. He's not the answer for the Cleveland Browns.
Forget it already. Okay. I didn't know we had already reached.
Well, Brian Hoyer said, I'll resign. I mean, you guys still need me. I haven't signed with anybody. I'm still here if you want me to come back.
You know, you watch tape of Manziel, and you ask yourself, who is suggesting that this guy can throw the ball well enough to be an NFL quarterback? I mean, you know, yeah, he can do the improvisation, and he can make a play every once in a while running around, but at the end of the day, you don't get the Super Bowls that way. And that's why I think somebody's going to be surprised when they draft Marcus Mariota, because, he's much better than Manziel, but at the end of the day, he's not taking anybody to a Super Bowl either for the same reasons.
Yeah, they're talking about it, yeah. I saw them. Yep.
It's just continuation.
Look at how you throw the football.
Thanks, Hub.
All right, Hub.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Grab a Wolves fan 4-pack, 4 tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn at one low price, ChicagoWolves.com. Corey Crawford will be the starting goaltender for the Blackhawks tonight. They continue their road trip. They'll play up in Minnesota against the Wild. He has won 4 straight games against Minnesota. Coach Joel Quenneville today says he expects Chris Versteeg back early in the Hawks' next homestand. Today, Mike Dunleavy missed another practice for the Bulls with an ankle injury.
I mean, I'm not a doctor, so without getting into all the specifics and the technicalities, it's worse than a sprained ankle, obviously.
They're calling it a bone bruise, and it's possible he is out until after the All-Star break. The Bulls will play in Houston tomorrow. The NFL has officially suspended Browns receiver Josh Gordon at least 1 year without pay for violating its substance abuse policy. In a radio interview today, Tom Brady said he wants to give that truck he won for being Super Bowl MVP to Patriots corner Malcolm Butler, who made the big play at the end of the game. College basketball tonight, Northwestern against Nebraska, the Illini versus Rutgers. That game is on the Score and the broadcast at 8. This update brought to you by Sports Mockery. Download the Sports Mockery app. Search Sports Mockery. And 10 is a great number, especially now that Metra's 10-ride ticket is discounted 10% off single-ride tickets. It's also good for a year, can be shared by people riding together, and gives you the flexibility you need. Metra makes your life 10 times easier. For fare and schedule information, visit metrorail.com. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 5:33, Boards and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670, The Score. And we failed to mention, as far as I know, since it's still Hub is, you know, we can't let Hub go. I have a hard time letting Hub go. I think tomorrow night he takes questions from the kids, right? I think one more night of questions. There's certain to be questions.
Fine with me.
Yeah. So that's what we'll do. We'll make sure. We forgot to tell Hub, and I think Hub knows it. One more shot. And then, of course, he covers the Cubs for us all summer.
Well, he'll be excited about his Cubs. I know that.
Oh, he will be.
This is from Rudy. He says, I could not agree more with whoever sent that email regarding Gasol to the bench. I thought the entire point of this winter was tinkering around with the Bulls roster in order to find the best way to win a championship. Gasol isn't stupid, and he's not young. I get that he's a proud professional, but see Marcellus Wallace's Pulp Fiction quote on pride. My main complaint about Thibs is that he's still so stubborn. They traded up for McDermott, and now he can't ever play. What about Mirotić? Was brought up by callers as much as the Charlotte pick, and now he's nowhere to be seen. The Cavs have been together about 15 minutes, and already they've changed. They've adapted. They're getting better. I don't want to watch the try-hard Bulls running out of energy effort movie when the Bulls lose this summer. That movie still sucks. Change something.
Yeah. It's a bad thought thinking that in a playoff series that poor Gasol will be standing there and here comes LeBron. I don't think that's a good matchup. Do you?
No.
I think that's, because he's going to go to the rim. You know he does. And I don't think that's good. I think that's one of those posterizing moments waiting to happen.
Or Gasol's got three fouls in the second quarter.
Yeah. Yeah. That team is... again, look, I don't pretend to be a basketball expert. We got a lot of basketball experts here. We do, don't we?
Yeah, it's
enough
just
to fill a room, but I'm not one of them. But I just watching them, I've seen three times now during this win streak, and it strikes me there's such a difference between this Cavs team and that confused bunch about 2 months ago.
And the Gasol thing is really difficult to deal with because he's been so good because he is so important. He's their best player, but he's also the main reason why their defense sucks. And you knew this. This is how he played defense for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
It's what he does. So he's going to be celebrated for playing the way he has and sort of stabilizing their offense the way he has and going to the All-Star game and all that. But if you're really telling the truth about what the problem is, that's the primary issue, is what he can't do in that position that Noah could.
Yeah. I mean, when I think about the playoffs, and you know, who knows what's going to happen between now and then, but the way I look at it now is hell's coming to breakfast.
From somebody.
Yes.
Either it's from the giant guys in Washington or it's from somebody else.
Yep.
Jamie and Valpo, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys. Hey, I love Tibbs. I love what he's doing. But, you know, for people to say that he's not, you know, I think, the right fit or he's going to be wearing these Bulls out, he hasn't really had a legitimate playoff team in quite some time, so I still want to give him time with this team to see what he does here in these next couple of months, and especially before the playoffs. So besides when he had Derrick Rose, they were going against the Heat, and I don't think it's really fair to say that he's not going to have them ready. I think he's doing everything in his power to win as many games as he can.
Look, the Heat thing didn't work out well. So that,
yeah, and the problem is his bosses, forget what – what we say,
yeah.
His bosses have believed that the playoff teams he's had have not been given enough of a chance to win because of the regular season grind. That's not what we're saying. That's what the Bulls have thought about his coaching.
And I don't think that for that when the Bulls were 62 games, I don't think that playoff series against the Heat worked out well. As a matter of fact, next time it didn't work out well either.
They didn't care how many regular season games you'd won.
No.
Amazingly.
Didn't work out
They didn't care that Derrick Rose the MVP.
No. It didn't. It just threw somebody on him when it mattered.
They didn't get the memo that was supposed to matter.
No, it just really didn't matter. I mean, when you win, you did win one game, though, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
We're Boers and Bernstein. We're going to say Terry's favorite words in show business in just a moment on The Score.
Chicago's sports morning show is Mully and Handley.
And the idea that the receiver was somehow at fault, you know, let me ask something. Hey, you reckon that you might have fumbled if you ran the ball? Was that what you were afraid of? What the hell's wrong with you? The question.
It's unbelievable.
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Handley. Chicago's sports morning show. Turn them on at 5 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Sports fans, are you considering a career change? The U.S. Census Bureau says those with a master's degree earn 30% more than those with a bachelor's. Don't drop the ball. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
Best to make this Valentine's Day easy for you. This much I can guarantee you. Won't have to do the usual running around, frantically searching for the right gift at a crowded mall where confused looks are everywhere. Here's what you do. Just think Sherry's Berries and all will be fine. Unless, of course, your wife or girlfriend doesn't like a box of decadent, delicious, giant strawberries dipped in dark chocolatey goodness and topped with chocolate chips, a decorative swizzle, or nuts. Did I mention that they're fresh, juicy, and unbelievably tasty? Can't do that. It's cheating. Now I have. What I haven't mentioned is that my wife, the girls in the office, by the way, I had a box in here, gone. Right now.
It gone. Out,
it gone.
That didn't take long either. Yeah, Ron, no, it,
it chowing did on them. And several family members have all heard them during the last couple of years and absolutely love them. And let the record show, and it doesn't mean much, I love them too. And the best thing is you can get a box of these giant dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99. That's a better than 40% saving right from the get-go. One more thing. Because my listeners have been so loyal, you could double the amount of berries for $10 more by using the code name Boers. This is fast and easy. Just go to berries.com. That's B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com to place your order. To get your special deal, just click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in my last name Boers. That's B-O-E-R-S. One more promise. You won't be sorry.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactive says is better than Proactive. It's called Proactive Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactive, but Proactive Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
When I first met that fat man, he had an office so small you had to leave the room to change your mind. And 2 years ago, he started running with your man, Clay Davis.
Ouch. President of Townstone Financial. Meet Chris.
How you doing?
He called to refinance his 7% first loan. Oh, her. It's a she. And it's an 8.75% second loan she secured when she purchased in New Lenox in 06. She planned to improve her credit and refinance into lower rates, but the market collapsed and her value and her home's value plummeted 40%. Property values have recovered in New Lenox, and David's helping Chris combine her two terrible loans, drop her rate over 3 points, and save her over $500 per month. If you missed out when rates dropped 2 years ago and your property values increased, stop what you're doing and call David now. 312-896-2111. Rates aren't going to stay this low forever, so don't miss this opportunity. Why David instead of another lender? Because David's honest, he's knowledgeable and trustworthy. He's been a loyal Score sponsor for over 10 years. David's helped thousands of Score listeners. He'll help you. Call him now, 312-896-2111. Visit Townstone.com. Follow him on Twitter, at David Hochberg. Tune into Chicago's premier real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, Saturdays, 10 a.m. until noon on AM 890. Townstone Financials in Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and Illinois. Mortgage licensee number 6629 and NMLS number 13663.
It's time to do our taxes,
Boo!
Which means it's time to get a refund.
Yay!
So if you're expecting a refund this year, head to Walmart and pick up a Walmart Money Card. With free direct deposit, you can get your refund fast. Just enter the card's number on your tax return form. If you're owed a refund, you'll get the money directly deposited onto your card. Don't wait by the mailbox. Get your money fast.
Yay!
Start strong. Save big at tax time. Walmart.
Purchase monthly and other fees apply. See package for details. Successful card setup is required.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Interactive.
Compromise. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, 549 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Dredge, get your no-ass, biatch butt out.
What the hell? Leave him alone!
Well, he's always wandering in.
Bastard, that's my guy. Leave him alone.
He's finding you a cab because you can't find one.
Finding me a cab, you dope.
The only guy who struggles to find a cab around this building.
You can't. First of all, I'm not looking for a cab. Ass face? My two favorite words in show business.
What a hole! I'm not looking for a cab. Ass face. I got a 2012 Napa cab for you if you want it. I don't know if I can get you anywhere, but it might make you happy.
All right.
Hello, Uncle Terry. Hello, Dan.
Lawrence, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing really well.
All ready for tonight, aren't you? You've been your guy comes in and gets it done. Although you're snipped a little bit tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, we're only on until 8, but it's. I like when I have an. I'm one of the people that I kind of do like doing some of these shows. You know, where we're out of whatever season.
Yes,
we're in,
it gives me
a chance to kind of do some theoretical stuff.
Right,
and I like that, so I'm gonna do some of that stuff tonight. I did a poll of the crew tonight, and it's me, Herbie, and Campy. I want to run you guys through it real quick, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
The question is, going into this year's playoffs, when I give you the team, you tell me yes or no that their quarterback situation is settled going into the playoffs. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Seattle.
So for this year?
Going into the playoffs this year, is their quarterback situation...
Going into the playoffs in the next year?
No, this past year.
Like, yes. Yes.
Okay. They're going to give them big money.
New England.
Until death. Yeah.
Green Bay.
Yes.
Yes.
Baltimore.
Yes.
Yes.
Cincy.
Yes.
Bad, but yes.
Yeah. Unfortunately for them.
Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Long and lots for these guys.
Indy.
Yes. I think so, yeah.
Arizona.
No.
Carolina.
I'm gonna say a guarded no.
I'm going to say yes.
A tepid yes, right?
Yeah, that's a tepid yes. It's a tepid yes. That's maybe that's the same as a guarded no. It might be the same thing, but yeah.
Same reasons.
C minus, right? Like that's kind of where it is.
Right.
Pittsburgh. Going into the playoffs.
Yes.
Denver.
Yeah.
And Denver, unless he's hurt,
Going into the playoffs, I'm going to say no, because I don't know if he's going to last the year looking at how he was at the end of this year.
You're going to play around with that, the answers that Herbie and Campy and myself gave to these questions, and play around with that as it has to do with the Bears.
Okay.
It's one thing we're going to do tonight. We're also going to talk about the Bulls. And some of the numbers on the Bulls defensively are offensive.
I know. They're just offensive. I know. I watch them and I go, holy crap, I'm going to go to bed. You know, I don't need this in my life. I don't need these late game rallies to send it into overtime.
The Lakers game, I didn't have anything to do the next day. I was like, no, I'm not doing it. That second overtime was like that. I'm not watching that, because I shouldn't have had to have watched the first overtime.
That's exactly the right response.
Like, I turned it off. I was like, that's it.
Meanwhile, you see that Hassan Whiteside, ever since his coming out party against the Bulls.
He did it again last night.
He's turning into a folk hero now.
He did it again.
Well, I mean, he had one before the Bulls game, too. Like, he had, like, a monster double-double where it was, like, you know, 19 points and 20 rebounds, something ridiculous. So he's been on the radar. I know the fantasy guys have been high on him for a little while now. That kid, look at him. I mean, he definitely looks the part.
He does.
He's got that extra spring. He's got that second bounce.
And you can see he's starting to anticipate these shot block opportunities now.
Smart.
Yeah, that he's... What usually happens, per my experience, is when you get a guy who is a breakout shot blocker, off the bench kind of guy,
mm-hmm.
they become vulnerable. Because they start chasing blocks. They start feeling themselves a little bit, and they're either easily head faked, or you can catch them coming off their side and you just push it right back to the place they vacated. He's not doing that.
What I want to see as far as the next like step in his development as a shot blocker, making the highlight block is great.
Keep it in play.
Keep the ball in play. Keep possession of it.
Against the Bulls, he was great at blocking it straight down.
Yep. Well, I mean, those guys weren't really getting lift.
No.
Poor Taj. Yeah. Taj just got abused by that guy.
Yeah, he gets abused by other people, too.
You know what the Bulls are? Also, as we're talking about this, and we knew this, but they really are. They are a below-the-rim NBA team.
Sure, they're old man basketball.
They're a below-the-rim team.
Except for Jimmy, occasionally.
Occasionally, yeah.
Because Derek's not playing above the rim anymore.
No.
Powell can't play above the rim.
Taj's got his two little moves.
Can't move.
Right. Then you got Miritich.
Yeah, but his little moves get the ball taken away from smart defenders. Yeah. You know where the ball is.
So we're going to do a lot of that stuff and talk some Bulls, talk a little NFL, and talk about some numbers from the Super Bowl halftime show.
Right. So numbers, like the numbers she did, or like actual like ratings numbers?
Ratings numbers.
Okay.
For the halftime show.
Well, people like boobies. I mean,
right, she didn't really show them.
I know, but they're there. Yeah, you know,
she didn't give them to you.
At one point, she had like the yarmulke bra going.
There was a lot of cool stuff in her halftime show. I enjoyed it.
I did too.
I did.
I have no problem with
Taylor
her whatsoever.
Swift next year. That's what I think. If we're placing bets,
keep the beef going. Keep the feud going.
If we're placing bets, I got Taylor Swift next year. That would be my 2-1 favorite.
She will do it if you give her a lot of money.
She'll do it if you give her a lot of money, or if someone in the NFL office has wronged her at some point.
All right.
She'll write a song about them.
Give it to Roger Goodell? That'd be great.
Oh, God. So quick thank yous.
Rex Hupke and Hub Arkish.
We got crap productions. We have Joe Dredge.
We're at halftime of Super Bowl 49. The Patriots 14, Seattle 14. Katy Perry is on the field.
He can't ever get it right.
He's an idiot.
I'm telling you.
He is Rockford's American Idol.
The software glitch.
Drew Orleans.
The best production man who ever lived. Chris Tannehill.
Stephen Hauschka, Middlebury College. John Ryan, University of Regina.
Say University of Regina?
Regina.
Oh, Regina. Not the JJ. And our interns,
everybody, for doing it,
Tommy Guns and the great Tony Fish. Anything losing, calling, emailing. Actually, we will do it all over again tomorrow.
University of Regina.
Nice. And a great night. Lawrence Holmes coming your way terrific as always. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Think Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.
It's time to do our taxes. Boo! Which means it's time to get a refund. Yeah! So if you're expecting a refund this year, head to Walmart and pick up a Walmart Money Card. With free direct deposit, you can get your refund fast. Just enter the card's number on your tax return form. If you're owed a refund, you'll get the money directly deposited onto your card. Don't wait by the mailbox. Get your money fast. Yay! Start strong. Save big at tax time. Walmart.
Purchase monthly and other fees apply. See package for details. Successful card setup is required.
Valentine's Day. Skip the roses. And send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he's available exclusively at VermontTeddyBear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. And if you don't think she's into that kind of thing, oh, think again. She is. She read the book. She can't wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tied on the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Overnight delivery guaranteed to dominate Valentine's Day. Call 1-800-829-BEAR or visit VermontTeddyBear.com. That's 1-800-829-BEAR. Or VermontTeddyBear.com and tell them the
score. Last year we saved for a winter family vacation and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Hey, Kevin and Bean here from the Kevin and Bean Show. We have combed through the archives to find some of our best moments from the show's history and are kicking things off with our pal Jimmy Kimmel.
Go to krock.com to watch as we dare Jimmy Kimmel to eat a piece of bacon that's been stuck on the wall for a full year.
It is disgusting, but also hilarious and worth your time. Go to krock.com and watch it now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Roscoe Lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Attention local business owners. Was your New Year's resolution to grow your business? CBS Local, Audio Ad Center, Facebook, and Intuit QuickBooks are partnering to give one lucky local business the key tools to be successful in 2015. Enter to win over $4,000 worth of audio and social advertising, accounting software, business resources, and more. Go to NewYearSweepstakes.com to enter today. That's NewYearSweepstakes.com. Don't miss out on jumpstarting your New Year's resolution.
Ranji, I just sit here. Illinois State Cardinals.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks.
We cover them all.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm